السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. As we move into the second half of Ramadan, we have a lot of data on ourselves in terms of how our fast is going, what's working, what things we can improve on, what things we can cut back on. We might have set goals in the beginning, and some of us are hitting them. And that is by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We might notice that we're not hitting them. Maybe we're a little too ambitious. But our schedule does not allow for many of the things to actually happen for us. We might notice that we're burning out as well. We're pushing ourselves, but that motivation is slowly fading. We're unable to continue the momentum. So what can we do to maintain this momentum throughout Ramadan? Not only that we finish extremely strong. Well, first we have to go back to the basics. To go back to the hadith and look what is in front of us. What does Ramadan bring to us? The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." That whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, expecting the reward from Him. When we fast, who are we fasting for? More than 12 hours of the day, we abstain from food, drink, and other things, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is stopping us from going, hiding behind somewhere, and having a drink? It is that awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is watching me. So fasting gives us a glimpse of our capabilities, that we have the ability to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's only that is stopping us from going and breaking our fast. And when we do this, ihtisaban, only expecting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every minute that we spend fasting, expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us for that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, that their sins will be forgiven. And then the hadith continues, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, that whoever stands in worship on the night of Laylatul Qadr, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in Him and expecting the reward from Him, then their previous sins will be forgiven. There is a night that is coming that is greater than 1,000 months of worship. And whoever loses out on that has lost on a lot of good. But believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expecting the reward from Him gets our sins forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the first night of Ramadan comes, these shayateen are chained up, they're tied up. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Not a single door opens. The doors of Jannah are open. Not a single door closes. And a caller calls out, an angel calls out, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, O doer of good, O the one who seeks out good, come closer. This is your time to step up. This is the month to take advantage of. Wa ya baghi al-shar aqsir, that the one who wants to do good, restrain yourself. Hold back. This is not the month for you to indulge in your desires. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those individuals that He frees from the hellfire forever. وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ, and that is every single night. So my dear brothers and sisters, what's at stake here? Forgiveness is at stake, which leads to Jannah. The doors of Jannah are open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to enter them. The doors of Jahannam are closed, which means freedom from the hellfire is at stake as well. So we have to know what we're going after, what's at stake here, and we have to constantly remind ourselves. Every day we wake up, we have to tell ourselves what's at stake. We have to imagine that this behind the scenes, there's something going on. There's an angel that calls out, the one who is seeking good, step forth. We have to imagine that that's happening and remind ourselves that it's time for me to step up. Because Jannah is at stake here. And Jannah is something that no eye has ever seen, no ear has heard, and no heart can imagine. The Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith that Ibn Mas'ud narrates. And within Bukhari and Muslim, there's many narrations of this hadith, but we'll go with one that's narrated in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, in which Ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the last person to enter Jannah, not the first, but the absolute last person to enter Jannah, this person has already gone to the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us amongst those individuals that who have to even get a glimpse or a whiff of the hellfire. This individual goes into the hellfire, spends Allahu alam how much time in there, and now he's coming out. And as he's coming out, he's walking, he stumbles, he falls on his face, he gets up, the fire hits him, blackens his face, and he's finally out. And he turns around and he says to it, تبارك الذي نجاني منك. That blessed is the one who has saved me from you. And Allah has given me something that He has not given anyone from the awwaleen and the akhirin, from the first of people to the last. He is the absolute last person to exit the hellfire, and he thinks he is the luckiest person alive. And then he goes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a tree to be raised from him. And he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, take me close to that tree so I can relax there, I can drink from its water. And Allah responds to him and he says, "The Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, La'alli, that perhaps if I were to give you that, Sa'altani ghayraha, that you're gonna ask me for something else." And he starts saying, La ya Allah, I'm not gonna do that. This is all I want. Please give it to me. I'm not gonna ask you for anything else after this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses him because he's seen something that he cannot be patient with. It's just too good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him get there and he starts enjoying the shade, drinking from his water. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes another tree to be raised in the distance. And he says, Ya Rabb, take me closer to that tree so I can enjoy in the company of that tree what's there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, did you not just say that you're not going to ask me for anything else? And he says, Ya Allah, please take me there. I'm not going to ask you for anything else. Just let me go. Let me enjoy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses him because he's seen something that he cannot be patient with. And he goes there and he's enjoying and he's relaxing. He's drinking from his water. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a third tree to be raised up by the gates of Jannah. Now we all know what he's about to say right now. He says, Ya Rabb, take me closer to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that did you not say, and while he's saying this, he says, I'm not going to ask you for anything else. Just take me close to that tree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that did you just not promise that you're not going to ask me for anything else? And he starts promising, Wallahi, last time, that's it, no more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excuses him because he's seen something that he cannot be patient with. And he brings him close to that tree, or at the tree, which is by the gates of Jannah. And he's relaxing, drinking from his water, enjoying the shade. And he starts hearing the voices of the people of Jannah. The excitement, the happiness, the joy. Perhaps he's also noticing what's going in there. What do you think he's about to say right now? Ya Rabb, adkhilniha. Enter me into Jannah, Ya Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to him and tells him, did you just not promise that you are not going to ask me for anything else? What is going to make you be satisfied? What is finally going to make your request stop? Now imagine for a second that we had property the size of the grounds of IR. It was your property, you could do whatever you want in it, you had mansions around it. How happy would a person be? Now let's take it a step further. Imagine the entire Raleigh was your property. You had houses, everything was yours, you could do whatever you wanted in there. Now imagine the entire North Carolina was yours. At this point, we're probably like, what in the world would I do with so much property? Imagine the entire North America was yours, that you could do whatever you want. You had tons of mansions, tons of things that you can enjoy. We cannot even conceptualize this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this individual, أَيُرْضِيكَ أَنْ أُعْتِيَكَ الدُّنْيَا وَمِثْلَهَا, that would it be pleasing to you if I were to give you this dunya, the size of this dunya, and like it, meaning two times the size of this world. And he's dumbfounded. And he knows he believes he's the last person to exit the hellfire, going through what exactly he went through. And he turns to Allah and he says, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ مِنِّي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that do you mock me? Are you making fun of me, Ya Rabb, and you are the Lord of the heavens and the earth? And Ibn Mas'ud, the one who's narrating this hadith, he starts laughing now when he's telling this to the companions. And then he tells them, are you guys not going to ask me why I'm laughing? And they said, what's making you laugh? He said, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrating this, he started laughing at this point. Because of the statement of this man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him and he says, that inni la astahzi'u minka walakinni ala ma asha'u qadir. That I'm not belittling you, I'm not mocking you, I'm not making fun of you, but I am able to do that which I want. And in another narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this individual that for you is 10 times the size of this world. 10 times for the last person to enter Jannah gets 10 times the size of this world. What about those individuals who don't even need to taste any sort of punishment? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the hellfire, that we're never even close to it, that we don't even have to get a glimpse of it. Then what is waiting for those individuals? Are we excited when we hear about Jannah? Are we familiar with Jannah? Have we made the intention that by all means necessary we will be from the people of Jannah? We will die trying getting to Jannah. Because Jannah is not cheap. It's expensive. It requires effort. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah and the hellfire, he sent Jibreel alayhi salam to go check it out. So Jibreel goes to Jannah and he comes back and he says, وَعِزَّتِكْ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِهَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَهَا. That by your glory, nobody will hear of Jannah except they will enter it. Because that's how amazing it is. That will become their sole mission in life to enter Jannah. They will do it by any means necessary. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds Jannah with makarih, with difficulties, with obstacles, things that are not pleasing to the nafs. And he tells Jibreel, go back and check it out. Jibreel goes and he comes back and he says, وَعِزَّتِكْ لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَهَا أَحَدٌ. Now his answer is completely different. He says, by your glory, I am afraid that no one is going to enter it because of the difficulty of the path. And then he goes to Jahannam and he comes back and he tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that وَعِزَّتِكْ لَا يَدْخُلُهَا أَحَدٌ. That by your glory, nobody's going to enter it because that's how terrifying it is. If anyone sees it, gets a glimpse of it, they're going to do whatever it takes to avoid it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds Jahannam with shahawat, with the desires, with pleasures. And he tells Jibreel to go back. And he goes back. And he checks it out. And he comes back. And he says, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ أَلَّا يَنْجُو مِنْهَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَهَا. That I'm afraid that nobody is going to be safe from it, except that they're going to enter it. Because the path to Jahannam is a path of pleasure. And if you look at motivation, we have to know what we're working for. What is it that we want? And even if you look at human behavior, people endure 4 years of university, law school, med school, postgraduate studies, even though it's difficult, it's not enjoyable. Why? Because there's something that is better that's waiting for them. There's something that is pleasurable that's waiting for them. And people are different. Some people, pleasure motivates them. The end goal motivates them, but people are different. They also are motivated by pain. They want to avoid pain at all costs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He created us. He knows exactly how we function. So you have Jannah on one hand, which is the ultimate pleasure. But the path to Jannah is a path that we associate pain with. To wake up for Fajr, to strive against our nafs, to say the right thing, to not give in to our desires. But the path of Jahannam, this is the ultimate pain that a person can endure. But the path to Jahannam is a path of desires, of short-term pleasure, that people easily give into. And if we want to maintain that motivation, when we look at these acts of worship that we're doing, we have to link it to what's waiting. The ultimate pleasure that is waiting for us. And that is our what. But a what is not enough. If you want to take it a step higher, there needs to be a why as well. And what is the why? Why do we want Jannah? Why do we want to avoid the hellfire? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell one of the angels who will go to the people of Jannah when everything is said and done. And he will tell them that your Lord has an appointment with you that he wants to give you something. And they will say that what could we possibly want? when Allah has already given us everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the hijab, the barrier that's between them, and they will get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will be the greatest thing for them. The greatest pleasure is not entry into Jannah, not enjoying the luxuries of Jannah, but is actually getting to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing that He is pleased with us. Because that is why we were created. We were created for a purpose. We were created to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love Him, to worship Him, and eventually go back to Him. So we need to, on a consistent basis, on a regular basis, remind ourselves of what we're going after. Get familiar with Jannah. Listen to the descriptions of Jannah. Get yourself excited about Jannah. Because when we cultivate that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rewards that He has waiting for us, the path that looks difficult in the beginning, it eventually turns and it becomes extremely pleasurable. We enjoy and we naturally gravitate towards worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That becomes the sweetest thing to us. And these desires, they become disgusting to us because we understand what it's leading to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
That those who strive for our sake, with emphasis, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, guaranteed, we will guide them to our path. These things will switch from being difficult and feeling as if it's a burden, we enjoy it. There's nothing more beloved to us than to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is with those who strive for excellence. Now, we have to remind ourselves about this consistently on a daily basis. What's at stake? What am I going for? What's my purpose here? Align ourselves with this purpose. Then we start moving towards that. And we take action, motivation builds. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us this. 5 times a day, you and I stand in front of Him. And what do we say? All praise and thanks belongs to You. We remind ourselves who Allah is. We say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most caring, the most loving. Everything that we have is from Him. We remind ourselves that we're going to be standing in front of Him one day. And there's two paths there. That we understand our purpose is to worship You and worship You alone, but we cannot fulfill it except with Your help. So guide us to that path. Path of what? The path of the people of Jannah. And to protect us from the path of the people of the hellfire. So we need to consistently remind ourselves of this on a daily basis. And when we stand in front of Him, to be able to shift that focus. So that when we leave the salah, we're a different human being. We're refocused and realigned with our purpose. That we don't get bored when we're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way, you will naturally gravitate towards Allah. You will naturally want to do the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Even when you're just relaxing, you're tired, you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongues. The fasting that is considered the best of fasts, the one that has the more ajr, is أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلَّهِ. That the one that has the most remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something that is extremely easy to do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those, give us the tawfiq to really do the things that He loves. Give us the energy to be consistent and finish Ramadan strong. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, as you know, that I'm excited to announce that I'm going to be joining the family here at this wonderful community. I look forward to meeting every single one of you, getting to know you guys, and to work towards something that will be something truly special. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate that for us. And in light of that, we look forward to presenting and coming with programs that will be beneficial towards everyone in the community. And in order to do that, as you know, we need your support. That it is all of us that when we come together, we create something special. That all of our efforts is needed
to truly build something that will be remarkable. And in light of that, next Friday, there will be a fundraising before the khutbah. So just to let you know that this is the program for the upcoming Friday. And today is also the day of Friday, a day that is recommended for us to send as much salam as we can upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the inhabitants of Jannah. May He make us amongst those who are freed from the hellfire. May He reward us for everything that we do during this beautiful month. And He make us leave this month as if we were newborn babies, and that we continue this motivation even after Ramadan. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. Inshallah, we'll have three sisters will take the shahada after the salah. So please bear with us, inshallah, after the salah. Jazakumullah khair.
استووا استقيموا اعتدلوا strain your lines, close the gaps. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر
سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Thank you.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Tahseen, the sister's ready? Is the mic ready?
Yeah, give me a minute.
Okay.
Sister Morgan.
We have three shahada today, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the Islam on this land, Allahumma ameen.
Yes.
Okay, first sister, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Morgan.
Sister Morgan, welcome to the Islam, and inshallah ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you firm and keep you and strengthen you in this religion, Allahumma ameen. So please, we're going to say it in two times. First one is going to be in Arabic and the second one is going to be in English, inshallah ta'ala. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An.
An.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
And testify.
And testify.
That there is no one worthy of worship.
That there is no one worthy of worship.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And I bear witness and testify.
And I bear witness and testify.
Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad.
He's the final and the last messenger.
Is the final and the last messenger.
Takbir. Thank you so much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your heart and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a blessing throughout of your lives, inshallah. Please move the mic to the next sister.
Yes. Mi nombre es Carolina.
This is Sister Carolina.
I'm sorry?
Carolina.
Sister Carolina. All right. Welcome to the Islam and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all the blessings and provide you with a sustainable blessings and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you all. Say after me, as we said the first one, Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
An.
An.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
I bear witness. And testify that there is no one worthy of worship, worthy of worship, but Allah. I bear witness and testify, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Peace be upon him. He is the
final
and last messenger. And last messenger. Takbir! Jazakallahu khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and congratulations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this belief and this faith strong in your heart. Allahumma ameen. Third one.
I don't think she's here.
Say it again.
I don't think the third sister is here.
Oh, the third one is not there?
No.
Okay, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this land full of Muslims, Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to your masjid today, the 7th. Join us in welcoming your masjid's new resident scholar, Sheikh Saif Murad, to our beloved community. He'll be joining us for the last half of Ramadan, and you can see all the programming with Sheikh Saif in the announcement email. To have all the information about everything Ramadan here at IAR and stay connected, be sure to subscribe to our newsletter if you aren't already by scrolling to the bottom of our website to sign up. Then, check out our amazing Ramadan hub by going to RaleighMasjid.org/Ramadan. Young professionals and college students are invited to attend the Rise Iftar this evening. Registration is required via the announcement email. High school boys overnight program will be tonight, inshallah. High school students are also invited to join us for an iftar with local high school MSAs next Saturday, April 15th. You can register via our website. An-Nur Quran Academy is looking for motivated and dedicated assistant HIFT teachers. The candidate must have at least 15 juz memorized with proper tajweed and strong HIFT. For more information and to apply, visit an-nur-quran-academy.org. We are thrilled to offer an online Ramadan story time for our community's littlest members. Sign up via the announcement email and let your kids listen to Ramadan stories online Thursdays and Sundays from 6 to 6:45 p.m. You're invited to attend the Eid Bazaar this Sunday, the 9th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Free entry for this great experience that includes clothes, jewelry, scarves, abayas, men's clothing, food, henna, and much more. Jazakumullahu khairan. Enjoy this wonderful week. Wassalamu alaikum.